The visit of the Chinese president continues in Seattle today. Protesters have been trying to get close so he can hear their chants, but they're having a hard time with that. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Tibetans, Taiwanese, and members of Falun Gong filled a block of Fifth Avenue Tuesday. They're all groups that fear persecution by the Chinese government. They were heading for the Westin Hotel, where the president is staying. But a block away, the Seattle police barred their path. Inside the hotel, people were talking business with China. Taiwanese-American Alice Tsai isn't happy about that.
Yeah, I'm angry about how can a lot of countries support China.
Journalists wove through the crowd, taking pictures. Karen Huang became frightened when one man with a camera did not say who he was with. She practices Falun Gong, a spiritual practice outlawed by the Chinese government.
And many of us are on the so-called blacklist.
She's afraid a photo taken of her here could be used against her family in mainland China. Many of the protesters told me they believed President Xi would see their protests on the news. Tomorrow, he'll be in Washington, D.C. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.